Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned there a few moments ago, Met Éireann has issued a status orange weather warning for counties Dublin, Wicklow and Wexford today, affecting 1.7 million people, with heavy rain expected to create the possibility of significant flooding. And a little bit earlier, Rebecca Cantwell, meteorologist with Met Éireann, gave us a sense of what we can expect.
Today we're expecting a windy day across the country nationwide, but wet across much of Munster and Leinster. So much of those counties will see yellow rainfall warnings from this morning up until tomorrow morning. But as you say, there's orange rainfall warnings been issued for Dublin, Wexford and Wicklow, and we're expecting significant rainfall accumulations in these areas, especially on higher ground and exposed areas. But due to the recent rainfall earlier in the week, we can expect significant river and surface flooding in those counties under the orange warnings, with hazardous travelling conditions.
And that was Rebecca Cantwell there of Met Éireann. And joining me now is Keith Leonard, Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. Good morning to you, Keith. Keith, obviously significant rainfall with the potential to flood. Do we know, I know the counties that are affected, but are you and your crews aware of the specific areas? There's always certain dips in roads, etc., where flooding is at its worst.
So first thing to say to Keira as well is, I believe Met Éireann may actually just update those warnings slightly just to bring them forward a little bit for the orange. So it could be as early as 12 o'clock today when we get those
orange.
Okay,
so not two, it could be 12.
And yeah, now it'll go through quick so that they'll expire quicker as well. But you know, look, that's an important point you raise. It's really very hard to be specific about where the rainfall will come, but this one is interesting in the sense of it's coming in from the east, so you may kind of see the rain running off down at different levels and affecting different rivers than it might normally affect. So there could be some surprising pieces, but really it's very hard to be specific on where, you know, we could have flooding anywhere really across that eastern and southern region today.
Okay. I presume, because there are still leaves on the ground and drains blocked, etc., I presume this is a bad time of the year for such heavy rainfall.
Absolutely, very challenging for our local authorities and our outdoor crews, but they have been out yesterday and they are out today to try and unblock those drains and to check culverts. So that'll be a big piece that the local authorities are involved in over the weekend.
And are there preparations being put in place, Keith, to deal with this?
Absolutely. I think you heard probably yesterday that flood defences on the Dodder are being activated. There's other kind of flood defence and active pieces that local authorities are involved in knowing known areas where there's likely to be flooding. But really, you know, kind of the key message here is the safety piece, particularly for people who are driving. Give yourself a bit of extra time, slow down, don't drive through floods. And really as well, you know, that standing water on the roads, you don't see it at night time. So if you're going a little bit slower, you give yourself a better chance if you hit that standard.
And I know what you were saying about don't drive through floods, and I'm sure it's eminently sort of sensible advice. But what do people do? There was a flash flood on my own road a couple of nights ago when that very heavy rain downpour arrived. And I did end up driving through it because it was nighttime. I didn't really see it till I was on it. And as I was going through it, I was just kind of half praying that it wasn't that deep, because I obviously had no idea how deep it was. It was all fine. But what should people do? Should they stop and do a U-turn and take a different route? Is that the advice?
Well, absolutely. If you see the flood in time, stop and take a different detour. Don't go through it because you just don't know how deep it is. And if you get into trouble, don't delay. Ring 999. If you're having a problem, someone will come and help you. But every minute you delay, you're putting yourself in more trouble. So I suppose that's a key message as well. is, you know, don't be shy about calling for help.
Okay. If you are somebody in an area who is, you know, known to be affected by flooding, has had previous flooding, are there places you can contact if you don't have sandbags or things like that, but you might be fearing that you need them today?
Yeah, absolutely. Our local authorities will make sandbags available, and they're actively linking with people in local communities where there's known hotspots for flooding. So that piece will be ongoing throughout today and tomorrow.
And with an orange weather warning, I know that's not a stay home warning like a red warning, but is it sort of the whole Theresa Mannion, don't make any unnecessary journeys if you can avoid going out in it, and it's reasonable to do so? I know some people will have commitments that they can't avoid, but sure. If you can, is that the advice today too?
Absolutely, that's the advice, but also to plan your journey. So look, people may have to go to the airport this evening or tomorrow. Give yourself plenty of extra time to make those types of journeys. Look on AA and look on your local authority website to see what routes are blocked, to give yourself the best chance of getting where you need to get to.
I know you can't really say categorically on this one, but do we expect flights to be cancelled for this level of rain, or is that more to do with high winds?
No. High winds, I think we'll be safe. I don't expect, we heard from the Department of Transport yesterday, and I think they expect normal operation.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. You always join us on these kinds of morning, Keith, and I know it's a very busy day for you, so thank you. That's Keith Leonard there, Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.